Welcome to Rural Minnesota Radio, a collaboration between the Center for Rural Policy and Development and Minnesota State University Mankato. I'm Jim Gullickson, and joining me by phone today is Frank Fredrickson. He's the General Manager of Minnesota Power Hydro and Biomass Renewable Operations. Welcome to the program, Frank. Good to have you on board.
Thank you. Appreciate the opportunity.
Well, let's talk about your area of specialization. I mean, you are in a pretty interesting spot when it comes to power generation in Minnesota. So tell us about that, and how does that affect rural Minnesota, I guess, is the bigger question.
We, as Minnesota Power, serve primarily rural Minnesota through 144,000 customers and communities across a 26,000 square mile service territory in northeastern Minnesota. And our economy is a regional economy that is primarily driven by natural resources of mining, forest products, and tourism. And specifically in the area that I work is in renewable power and renewable energy, and that primarily comes through the services that we have of hydro, biomass, and wind power, accounts for approximately 25% of the energy supply to our customers.
That's significant.
That is. And it's a significant increase for us, too. We've started this journey into renewables from our history. We began as a hydro utility. But more recently, in 2005, we were 5% renewables. And we've increased that percentage up to 25% in 2015.
Tell us about biomass. And this has been one of those technologies that I think, is it still sort of evolving?
Yes, biomass continues to evolve, and biomass is an important regional resource. We operate two facilities, one in Duluth and one in Grand Rapids, Minnesota, and these facilities have been in operation for over 30 years, supplying essential steam supply to a co-located paper mill, but also renewable electricity to our customers. And we define biomass for Minnesota Power as forest residues, as our facilities primarily consume tops and limbs of trees that are left over from the harvest of the merchantable timber. And in the bioeconomy, there is continued scientific research into ways that we can continue to utilize our resources that we have in our region for further utilization as energy crops. We look at biomass in terms of, a lot of people say, how is biomass renewable? And in northern Minnesota, we look at our agricultural crop as the forest products. And that is an interesting way to look at it, is that the typical stand of aspen in northern Minnesota is most efficiently harvested every 40 years. So that does make it also on a harvest cycle where many of our stands are on their third or even fourth rotation. And that also makes what we do with the forest residues a renewable resource.
Well, thank you, Frank, for enlightening us. And we'll do part two next week when we'll spend some time learning about hydroelectric power and how that is a renewable resource. Thanks, Frank. It's been educational, and we sure appreciate your time.
Thank you very much.
And this has been Rural Minnesota Radio. We'll catch you next week.